This light charges your cells like a battery, and you're probably not getting enough of it. In this series, I'm breaking down the science behind healing tools that some dismiss as woo-woo. Like plants, we need light to survive. It sets our body clock, boosts our mood, helps us sleep. Different types of light affect different systems, but one of the most powerful is red light and near-infrared light, because this is the only one that can go beyond your skin and into your body. Red light and near-infrared light is absorbed by mitochondria to produce a molecule called ATP, and this is literally your body's energy. It's used for your cells to just function, as well as healing and repairing. We evolved to get red light naturally from the sun, usually at sunrise and sunset, but in modern life, we are absolutely starved of it. We spend most of our time under artificial lights, and these are all geared towards blue light. We literally wake up under artificial light, work under artificial light, and go to sleep under artificial light. We are red light deficient, and our cells can feel it. This isn't just theory. Red light therapy is already being used in clinics and hospitals to help with wound healing, pain, and inflammation. And it's also being studied to help with things like brain fog, mood, and even Alzheimer's. And one of the most accessible ways to get red light is just start waking up at sunrise, but I understand in modern life that's a bit too much. But you can easily get a red light therapy panel at home, or just visit a clinic to have some red light therapy. Just as little as 10 minutes a day can help your body's natural healing process, reduce pain and inflammation. It's not woo-woo, it's science.